afternoon, fellow constitutionalists. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Dan Clements Show, a Christian political talk show. I'm your host, Dan Clements, your constitutional warrior, fighting for your right just to be an American. It is January 11th in the year of the Lord, 2018. Remember, we're hyphen-free, PC-free zone. God is still in control and He does love you. And I'm broadcasting from the Amlog Studios here in the beautiful central Susquehanna Valley in the great Keystone State, sitting before the great John Wayne desk. And today's show, we're going to talk about some news that happened today. The FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, specifically Section 702, was not fixed. The House of Representatives has passed that, so we'll get into that a little bit, and we'll talk about what the next step is going to be in Congress. The official drink of the Dan Clements Show is Rocky Mountain High Brand. Now, this is a hemp oil-infused soft drink, 16-ounce can with 100 milligrams of hemp oil in it, and have several different flavors. And if you can't find it locally, you can find it on Amazon. And we've made that the official drink of the Dan Clements Show. And full disclosure, I do own stocks in the company, so go out and buy. Not the stocks, but the soft drinks. I'm not giving you financial advice here, folks. I'm really not. Today's daily Bible reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 14, verses 22-23. Strengthening the soul of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God." So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. So this is one of the processes that the apostles went through when they set up the churches on their missionary journeys. Was they'd go back and revisit the churches after a couple of years and appoint elders over the local work. The Church of Christ does not have a national or a worldwide headquarters. Our headquarters is in heaven with Jesus Christ. Each church is autonomous. Now we do band together and work together, but the elders over our congregation do not have any power or authority over another congregation that they're not members of. Just putting that information out there. Today's quote meal comes from Victor Hugo, and I like this one. "There are thoughts which are prayers. There are moments when, whatever the posture of the body, the soul is on its knees." And this is by Victor Hugo. Short Bible lesson today is "Practice Yields Progress" by Al Shannon over Biblical Proof, and that was posted today. And I like this one because my wife asked me, why in the world do I continue to debate things with these folks on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that? And I said, because it helps me to shape my arguments and see where I'm deficient in my arguments and actually make me a better debater, make me better able to discuss topics and things like that. That are happening in the world today. So, I didn't turn the ringer off my phone. Okay. All right, ringer's off my phone now. So, it as steel sharpens steel, folks. And this is why I do it. And I'm very, before we get into this, since I got into this subject here about practice yields progress, I'm very careful about my wording. I try never to personally attack folks, and sometimes I fail, not very often. And folks really get upset at me because of my principles and my values. They look at them as being subhuman because, you know, I want people to work for what they have. And if you absolutely cannot, then I think society, in whatever form it takes, should help you. But not everybody that's on welfare, and I've said this many times, not everybody on welfare should be on welfare. There's a lot of people on welfare that can't, you know, that can work, but they don't want to. Or, and this is something that I still find strange. I know a lot of people that, married couples that have had lower paying jobs and could have got welfare because they said they qualified for it, but never accepted it. Because it went against their principles. You know, they didn't want to take something that they never earned. And so we have this big divide in the country like this. And one of the other big divides, and we're going to talk about this, is the rule of law. America has a constitution still. It has not been taken out of the way. And it puts constraints on the on the federal government. The federal government only has 28 enumerated powers that it was given to by the states. And if those 28 enumerated powers, if you want to do something, and the federal government is not authorized by the states to handle that particular thing, that's a state issue. And these regressives out there, they go nuts when I talk about that. Oh, you want us to live back in the Stone Age. No, you're the ones that want us to go back to the Stone Age because your style, their style of governance would be okay with this FISA 702 reauthorization. They'd be okay, you know, with taking everybody's money and redistributing it so everybody's equal. You know, so everybody's equal. And no one is ever equal in those societies. And this is why I tell people, look, we all have, in the United States of America, because of the rule of law, we all have equal starting lines. Where we end up in life is up to us. Some people are more ambitious than other people. Some people cheat more than other people. And again, your rewards will come in due season. But I err on the side of freedom and liberty. And when you talk to these folks about their compassion and their charity at you know, using taxpayer dollars to do their charitable work and their compassion, they don't have any good answers. They just start calling you names because they don't have a good answer to that. I said, how can you let the government do your charity work for you? Oh, individuals can't do it. You say that without any proof. I can bring back proof all day long about how cities have gotten away from, you know, using government services and contracted them out. There's ways you can build highways through the states, even the poorer states, that doesn't involve the federal government. There's all sorts of solutions out there, folks. But these folks that I debate with, they look at government to be the end-all, the be-all to everything. And they look at, they some, now, I have to give some of these regressives out their credit. When they look at this FISA law, we're both on the same page here when it comes to Section 702 of the FISA law, where it's violating. As far as I'm concerned, Section 702 violates our Fourth Amendment rights. Because they have to, in order to swear out a warrant to eavesdrop on somebody or pilfer through your personal belongings, your cell phone, your house, your person, whatever, you know, because the Fourth Amendment guarantees, you know, you should be secure in your person, your papers, your effects, your house, stuff like that. They have to swear out an affidavit saying that we have probable cause. We have probable cause. And I've been doing a little bit of research on this, and some people call them on that after a short search wanting to know what their probable cause was, but there's very little recourse. Well, they made a mistake. What do you mean you made a mistake? You said you had probable cause to search my place. And they didn't. Now, what happens in a court of law, if they didn't have probable cause, a lot of times they can get the case thrown out of court because anything that they found that, and it could have been, like with the 702, it's pretty broad in its definition. It's pretty broad in what the government can listen into, especially if electronic correspondence or telephone calls overseas with foreigners. And if those foreigners live in a country that's suspected of terrorism, they listen on both sides of the conversation, actually record and say that. And the problem with that is, being American, in order to listen in on my conversation, you need a warrant. You need a warrant. And a lot of times people don't even know they're being surveilled. These are like these no-knock warrants. You know, so they don't, well, we don't want to tip our hands off these people that are being surveilled. Well, what did I do wrong? What? Let me see the affidavit. Let me see that affidavit. So the House passes the FISA reauthorization bill despite Trump tweet criticizing the program. And this is by KBOI.com. It was posted today. The House of Representatives passed legislation reauthorizing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is a key tool of the U.S. intelligence community, despite President Donald Trump's tweeted criticism of the government's surveillance program. The vote was 256 to 164. It now goes to the Senate for consideration. House Republican leaders and top administration officials believed early Thursday morning that they were in good shape to pass the plan, even though it faced opposition from the right and the left, and it's always a heavy legislative lift. Now, I get tired of Trump. I do. I get tired of Trump tweeting things out here, okay? I'm not even going to go over that. If you haven't heard the tweets, go over to my links at the DanClementsShow.com show page and open this up and read them for yourself. Let's see here. House Speaker Paul Ryan and Trump spoke following his first tweet on Pfizer, according to the source familiar. A separate source confirmed that Trump initiated a call. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi on the House floor at one point urged lawmakers earlier on Thursday to send the bill back to committee and make more changes. A senior Democrat source tells CNN Pelosi also called Ryan and urged him to pull the bill in light of the president's tweet. Pelosi announced shortly thereafter that she would support the bill. And when I first read through this, and start reading through this, I says, please don't tell me I'm agreeing with Pelosi. As part of the negotiation with conservatives, Republican leaders allowed one amendment with the changes the bill's opponents wanted to get a vote, with the assumption that it would fail, but would at least get these members the chance to say they got something. In a White House statement Wednesday night, going on record against the amendment was a further effort to make it clear Trump supported the bill and not the effort to kill it, which with major changes. The amendment failed Thursday morning following comments Ryan made saying its passage would kill the overall bill. So they passed it. They didn't fix the Section 702, which allows the federal government to surveil American citizens without their knowledge. And it's going to go to the Senate. Rand Paul prepares to filibuster FISA surveillance reauthorization. And this comes from the Washington Examiner by Diana Stacey Correll, posted today. Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky, is prepared to filibuster the reauthorization of Section 702 of the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is up for vote in the House to authorize a six-year extension in an effort to get warrant requirements for Americans. And see, this is 702. They don't have to get warrant requirements for Americans, because if they already have the warrant to surveil the foreign person, and an American happens to call that foreign person, then they record the whole conversation, even though they don't have a warrant to listen into the American side. And that's just in a nutshell what 702 does. I don't want to get too technical here on this, but that's in a nutshell what it does. My worry is, and this is what Rand Paul say, my worry is that they also collect information on millions of Americans, and I don't want that database to be searched without a warrant, Paul said. I will filibuster and do whatever to stop that, he added. In the event that protections were included for U.S. citizens' private information, Paul said he would support reauthorizing Section 702. Paul appeared Wednesday with a bipartisan group of lawmakers, including Senator Ron White in Democrat Oregon and Representative Justin Amash of Republican Michigan, calling for Section 702 reform. If Paul did choose to filibuster, it would not be the first time he has done so. For example, he spoke for 10 hours and 30 minutes on the Senate floor in 2015 against the National Security Agency surveillance programs approved by the Patriot Act. So, it's not over yet, folks. I mean, us folks out here in flyover country are still hoping that they fix that 702. Either get rid of it or put protections. This is what Senator Paul's saying, that if you just put some protections in it, that you need warrants for the American side of it, I'd vote for it, and I agree with him. We need to protect Americans' liberties. That's what we need to be doing. We need to protect Americans' liberties. And one final thing that goes along with this whole thing, and this goes back to the swearing out an affidavit David in the Fourth Amendment, okay? Two Republicans insist let all lawmakers and the public see FBI's FISA application for Trump surveillance. I wouldn't mind seeing it to see what in the world someone was swearing to allow anybody to surveil a campaign. And folks, I don't care who you are, and I know the regressives that supported President Obama are not going to like me for saying this, but Obama's hands are not clean in this. He can say all day long that he may not have known about something, but I don't believe that. As controlling as he was and as authoritarian as he was throughout his 8 years of presidency, there's probably very little that didn't have his at least tacit approval or his full knowledge and full approval of that. So we have, this is by Susan Jones over at CNSnews.com posted today. Two members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus says the opposition research generated dossier on Donald Trump commissioned by Fusion GPS on behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign was a significant factor in the FBI obtaining a FISA warrant to surveil the Trump campaign. Representative Mark Meadows, Republican North Carolina, and Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, told Sean Hannity Wednesday night they want House Republican leaders to tell the members of Congress to see the FISA court application and other documents pertaining to the Trump-Russia probe. There is a growing body of members who believe that this dossier was a significant factor in terms of the FISA warrant, Meadows said. But I think that there is a broader question here. Why would the FBI use a Democrat paid for dossier to actually surveil another campaign? He asked. Jim Jordan and I are here tonight to call on our leadership to say that what we need to do is let every member have access not only to the FISA application, but to all the outstanding work that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes has put forth in terms of gathering documents, Meadows said. It's time that every member has the access to those documents, and so we're calling on the leadership to make that available. So I hope that they prevail. I hope they get that out there because we'll see some of the inner workings of the FBI here. And quite honestly, I don't think the FBI wants this getting out. Because for all intents and purposes, the GPS dossier has been just discredited seven ways to Sunday. And there's no truth in that, which everybody was basing the Russian collusion probe on. And again, and you heard me say this plenty of times on this show, it looks like the Mueller investigation is actually turning up more dirt on Hillary and her cohorts than it is on Trump. And yet, I was just told the other day that I'm a right-wing conspiracy theorist if I think that Hillary Clinton had anything to do with Uranium One or Benghazi or anything like that. That's all just, right-wing conspiracy theory, even though there's so much evidence pointing to her guilt in a lot of things. Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, Uranium One, Haiti. The list goes on. Email server. That's actually blowing up every day almost. That there's classified emails that Umadon shared with Anthony Weiner, her husband, or ex-husband now, that were found on his laptop. And it just, the hole just keeps getting deeper and deeper the more we find out, the more we're digging up. And yet, nothing's being done. Nothing's being done. And the American people are supposed to sit back and think it's okay that this Section 702 isn't changed to protect our liberties. You know, we have to protect these politicians, and we have to protect their, we have to protect them, not us. It should be the other way around. They should be bending over backwards trying to protect us and protect our liberties from abuse by an overreaching government. So hopefully you call your senator, email them, call them, fax them, whatever. Tell them they have to fix Section 702. Protect Americans' Fourth Amendment rights. That's all I'm asking. Folks, it's been the Dan Clements Show. I'm your host, Dan Clements, your constitutional warrior. Remember, if you aim at nothing, you hit it every time. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.